From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In the Senate today, lawmakers approved a $109 billion emergency spending bill. The measure provides money for the war in Iraq and for hurricane recovery, but it also contains billions of dollars for lawmakers' pet projects. And for that, there is a presidential veto threat. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The original price tag on the bill the president sent to Congress was a little more than $92 billion. The White House approved adding on another $2.3 billion for flu preparations, but senators like Democrat Robert Byrd of West Virginia argued there were a lot more needs than the president provided for.
The president did not request a dime, not one thin dime, for border security or port security. He did not request a dime for making the coal mines safer for our coal miners. He did not request a dime for our farmers who have been hit by drought and hurricanes.
So the Senate acted to spend those dimes. Added on was nearly $2 billion to secure U.S. borders, $648 million for port security, $4 billion for farm disaster relief, another billion to help the Gulf Coast seafood industry. By the time senators were done filling those needs, the price tag of the emergency bill had ballooned to $109 billion. White House spokesman Scott McClellan today repeated earlier warnings that this would result in a veto, the president's first.
The president's made it very clear he would veto legislation that goes above and beyond what he called for. And also members of both the Senate and House have expressed that they will sustain that veto and that they have enough votes to sustain such a veto.
Lawmakers from both parties added to the cost of the bill, none more so than Mississippi Republicans Thad Cochran and Trent Lott. They added $700 million to relocate a freight rail line from the Mississippi Gulf Coast and $500 million for the shipyard in Pascagoula, Lott's hometown. Cochran, the Senate Appropriations Committee chairman, said he hopes there's room for flexibility on the part of the White House when negotiations over the size of the final package get underway. But House Majority Leader John Boehner, whose chamber has approved a $92 billion package, more to the president's liking, said he's not ready to budge.
The House will not take up an emergency supplemental spending bill for Katrina and the war in Iraq that spends $1 more than what the president asked for. Period.
The emergency nature of the spending bill means the money is not offset by tax revenues and is added on to the federal deficit. But still, senators couldn't hold back from adding on yet more spending, a lure even harder to resist in an election year. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.